The month of November is the precursor to all the holidays, everything that's going on. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up, but it is when everybody starts working together toward making their year or the end of their year by doing some nonprofit things. One of the things that comes up every year is the Florence Festival of Trees. Kurt Vanderbogart and Jeff Cannon is here today to talk about that very same event. Now, this is the second event away from the Florence Event Center. Talk a little bit about last year's event and how that went.
Well, last year's event was definitely a success in our book. About half the work, I'd say, went into the event, and we still made just as much profit thanks to the community's support and endeavors in decorating the trees, sponsoring the trees, and coming out and purchasing the trees during our live auction.
And that was our first experience online, too.
Yes.
So that was a growing experience for us. And we have a lot of board members that are back that experiences that. So we feel we've got some good experience under our belt for this year.
And this is more like a multi-platform, though, isn't it? It's in and online and in person.
Yeah, the beauty of this is you can bid online during the week where the trees are going to be displayed at the museum, but also we're having a in-person type of auction on the Friday, which is the December the 3rd.
Now, when you prepare for all this, obviously there's certain things that have to happen. You have to get trees, you have to get sponsors and that. When do you start working on this event?
We actually start about the beginning of August, mid-August time period, where we start planning the event. Trees are usually ordered even as early back as January, February. The first stages of setup this year, we actually, due to the increased number of trees, last year's event, we had trees and businesses. However, this year we're going entirely at the museum. So we actually had to begin preparations about October 1st, I'd say, and tearing down exhibits and just clearing enough space for the 50 plus trees coming into the facility.
Now, do you order, I think if I remember, do you order different size trees as well? I mean, because you have some big ones that really get dolled up, you know, when the designers come in and do
that.
Yeah,
you can sponsor a 7'5" tree. You can sponsor a 6-foot tree. You can sponsor a tabletop tree, excuse me. And you can sponsor a wreath. So there's different areas where you can get into.
Now, this has been going on since like 2013, somewhere right around there.
This will be our ninth annual event.
Do you have a lot of people that are recurring sponsors for this? Who are some of your recurring sponsors?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, we were just talking with Kurt down at Resto Bar. He's going to sponsor a tree. We've got Deb from the Mustard Seed. She's going to sponsor a tree. We've got Kay and Jen from R&R Logging. They're going to do one of their great live trees, which is absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we have a lot of reoccurring.
Yes, and it's always fun having the recurring designers come back and make their theme better than they've ever done it before. It's like this last year, we had a new designer come in for all the way from Coos Bay, Tabitha, and she designed a taco tree last year. That taco tree sold better than some of our 7.5-foot trees, and it was only about 4 foot.
I was going to ask, what's the oddest themed tree? But I think you might have just told me.
I think taco tree is the very oddest.
Yeah?
And she's
yeah.
coming back bigger and better than ever this year with that theme.
We know.
I missed that. I didn't get to see that one. What was the – I mean, were there like – hanging tacos on it?
And yep, taco pinatas. It came with about 30 different kinds of hot sauce under the tree, as well as a nice fancy bottle of tequila. This year, one of the things that makes Tabitha one of our great designers is that she hand makes all of her ornaments. This year, we've gotten some previews from her, and she's sewed together little taco trucks and little tacos and the whole nine yards for it. She's made tequila glasses, all kinds of her own ornaments that are one of a kind.
Wow.
Some of these ornaments, though, it's amazing, George. These people that come in are very serious about these trees. And people have spent more than $2,000 just on ornaments for their tree. So people get extremely involved. Now, you don't have to spend that much money, of course, but it's just amazing the level of professionalism that we have in our trees. And if you're during this week, if you're on a date, boy, take that date to the Festival of Trees. Or you're a family and you want to check out something, take it to the Festival of Trees. We've got a week and it's all free. It's just donations. And I'm telling you, you'll have a great experience if you go through this, what Jeff is setting up.
So obviously there is a desire for the people to make the coolest tree so it brings the most money at auction time. But do you sense a competitive nature as well that goes on among the individuals that do that?
Oh, definitely.
Totally.
Definitely.
It's amazing how the themes are so different. And some of the really cool trees are these off-the-wall themes like we had, you know, like Jeff was talking about earlier. We know this year we're going to have a resto bar themed tree. We're going to have a wine themed tree. We're going to have an elf themed tree. We know that those are already coming. And it's kind of funny because I was talking with Kay King yesterday, and she was saying, I've got all my decorations on my bed in my spare bedroom. And she goes, the trouble with that is I always want to keep on buying more. So she's already started her great, you know, effort.
And I imagine with a live tree, you probably don't want to get it ready too early.
Yep. No, the live trees will be coming out starting the week before December 3rd. So about that Friday beforehand, the 26th, is when they'll start designs.
So when does the viewing begin? What date does the viewing of the trees begin?
The tree viewing starts November 24th at 11 a.m. and will go until 7 p.m. that day. We're going to be closed, of course, for Thanksgiving to allow people time with their families during the event. That's one of the nice things about doing this event in a grander scale than the 1 week we had done in the past. And then we'll be reopening the Friday, November 26th through December 2nd from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So you'll have extended hours for that. Now, there won't necessarily be the museum-type items in there because you're clearing this all out
for
trees.
And actually, that's what we did last year is we actually tried to incorporate the exhibits into the tree space as well. That way people can understand what the funds from this event go to in helping preserve the stories and preserving the collections of the museum and helping us keep our doors open to keep accepting these things for future generations.
Now, obviously, you still have some room for some sponsors, correct?
We do.
We're out and about now talking to different sponsors, but we have room for additional sponsors.
Now, you don't have to be a business to sponsor a tree, do you? Can you be an individual?
Yeah, totally. We have individuals that do that, and they turn out to be great, great designs.
What are some of the costs involved in getting involved in it?
Well, I think that
for sponsorship,
there's all kinds of costs. We go from basically purchasing, or I should say, sponsoring a wreath for $60, and it goes all the way up to $1,000 for an alpha sponsor. Now, if you're going to spend $1,000, you actually get a large tree and a tabletop tree, and also you get a lot of radio spots on this radio station here.
Yeah. So with the sponsorship, now if I were to decide to sponsor a tree, now would I necessarily be the one who decorates it, or could there be somebody else that decorates it?
The business can choose to decorate their own tree, or they can have one of our dedicated decorators come in and decorate their tree for them. Usually what ends up happening is that a business will sponsor a tree and ask us to have someone decorate it and design it, and we'll approach one of our sponsors, such as Tabitha, Jennifer Brandenberger, one of our many decorators here in Florence, and they'll come in, decorate the tree using whatever ornaments that they decide to go with, and creating some outstanding trees.
Yeah, and some sponsors just don't have the time, right? They're willing to sponsor a tree, but they don't have the time to decorate it. They don't have the time to even talk to the designer. So some say, just design a tree for me. Others really want to get involved where the designer will come to them and say, what type of theme do you want to do? So they'll talk that over before they actually do anything with the tree.
And I imagine, especially when businesses are concerned, you know, with the limited amount of staffing they have now, it's probably one of those things where it's like, you know, if we can have somebody help design that, that would be very helpful for them.
Certainly, yeah, certainly.
That works.
Tell us about the money raised and what it's used for. Obviously, it, you know, goes for the displays and that there, but, you know, what kind of financial need is there on a yearly basis for, like, the Oregon Coast Military
Well,
Museum?
As, of course, prices have started to increase as well as, you know, costs to operate, the museum has gone from being about a $40,000 a year facility to being about a $65,000, $70,000 a year facility. As, you know, everything's been going on, the fees have been increasing and creating a little bit more of a financial burden. Thankfully, this past year, we've had some very generous donors who've been able to help support us and get us through this. And with this year, with this Festival of Trees, we're hoping to go bigger and better than we've ever gone. Last year's event raised us about $16,000-$17,000, and this year we're hoping to aim for much more than that.
Well, I noticed when we do the live auctions, you know, in the Florence Event Center, I mean, you'd have three or four people bidding on a tree, and only one person gets it. So the opportunity for that those other three people to get a tree can be expanded now with more trees available.
Yeah, and also they can just donate just a cash amount.
Some of course.
People just want to, you know, donate $100, $200 and say, I like the cause. I know what you guys are doing. Okay, here's my check, right? And that's, you know, obviously we're going to accept that also.
Well, yeah. That'd be kind of crazy to turn it down, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so the Florence Festival of Trees, is there a place that people can go, a website or something that people can find out more about it?
Yeah, there will be a website, George. Maybe it will be up by the time this actually airs. It's going to be www.fot.afrogs.org. And that's where the auction is going to be displayed at.
All right, and then people can go there, and there'll be plenty of pictures of the trees and everything as they get developed.
That's growing. Growing. So if they look at it right now, it may not be too full, but there should be some stuff there right now.
And again, Wednesday, November 24th will be the first time they can walk into the museum and see the trees.
Yes, that would be correct. And more information is also available on the museum's website at www.OregonCoastMilitaryMuseum.com as well.
All right. Jeffrey Cannon, Kurt Vander Bogart, thank you so much for stopping in and give us this information. Look forward to a nice, successful event this year. And my wife and I bought a tree 2 years ago. Might be time to get a new tree.
Oh, George, we want you to look at this form that you can fill out.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, George.
It's been a while, but next we're going to get to talk to our representative, Mr. Boomer Wright, who everyone knows around here. And we'll see what's up with the legislature right after this.